Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, or by the scriptures, verse by verse. This is the 13th day of April, and I sure hope that you're having an amazing day. Only two more days till tax day in the United States, and hopefully you are feeling well provided for by the Lord. All right, so we're making our way through the Psalms right now, and this is a Psalm of David in Psalm 25 in the New International Version. This is what it says. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God and my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me because of my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love the Psalm of David, and I'm so grateful that he was willing to talk about all the things on his heart, including just being honest about his own sin. And so, Lord, we corporately right now, I along with my friends listening, we confess our sins to you. We tell you that they are great, and not great as in awesome great, but great as in a lot great. And so we are so grateful for your graciousness and for your grace, for forgiving us of all those sins, from cleansing us from the unrighteousness that we have had in our hearts. And we acknowledge this is because of that outrageous act of Jesus on the cross that we can be forgiven. So I thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you are a pardoner of sin. We thank you that you ask us to fear you. And Lord, I fear that we fear a lot more than we fear you. We fear our circumstances. We fear money issues. We fear difficult relationships, but we don't fear you. We don't have a holy, reverent awe of how amazing you are. Lord, I'm grateful for this verse. In verse 14, it says, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. And that's what I want today, Lord. Would you confide in us? Would you so build our relationship with you that we are confidants with one another, that we can hear your heart and see your longing for this world? Lord, may it be that we are like verse 15, my eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release me from my feet from the snare. I pray for those who are in a snare right now, the snare of pornography, the snare of suicidal thoughts, the snare of over anxiety and stress, the snare of deifying a relationship of a human being over their relationship with you. There's so many snares in this world, the snare of addiction. Lord, would you release my friend from the snare that they are battling right now, that's cutting into their ankles, that's causing them not to move forward, that's it's emaciating their freedom, Lord. Thank you that you are the God who turns to us and is gracious to us, and that you are being gracious right now to those who are lonely and afflicted. And Lord, we thank you that you are our constant companion. Sometimes you seem far away and sometimes you seem very quiet, but today I pray You would come near and you would speak life over my friend today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so, so grateful for you. If you want to be prayed for, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record a prayer request, and then I will pray for you the first Sunday of next month. So thanks for doing that. And if you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there are lots of different levels that you can support the podcast at, and you can explore that yourself. And thanks to all of you who are patrons of the show. You are such a blessing to me, and a huge thanks too to the advertisers. And I'm just really humbled that so many of you value scripture and value prayer. And so thank you.